Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And welcome to all of our callers and listeners today. We're going to be discussing manifesting animal spirits. We talk about animals frequently on the show because Neil and I are both animal lovers, so we're going to be getting to that conversation in just a moment, but I want to let the people in the queue know that we do take our calls at about 15 to 20 minutes after the show begins. For those who haven't called in, our listener line is 914-338-0164. And if you'd like to speak with us, please press 1 so we know that you're in the queue. 562-596-7818 is the number for more conversation after the radio show. And you are invited to follow us on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked here on Blog Talk Radio as well. So, manifesting animal spirits.
Yeah, well, we always talk about it. I mean, I don't think there's we sometimes jump around.
It's always a continuum, definitely.
We don't always have to be consistent, and sometimes we just go on what we feel like doing that day. But animal spirit guides, manifesting them are animal spirit guides is not always of our choosing. We can perhaps try to attempt to choose our animal spirit guide, but oftentimes they come to us. I think the one way to activate the animal spirit guide is to train your third eye so that you can actually see a spirit, an animal spirit in the astral realm. And you can do that through the use of your third eye, and you can locate them and actually see them.
When you start activating the third eye, and you begin to see animal spirits, how do you know if you do it, night after night after night after night, practice, and you're seeing different animal spirits nightly, maybe sometimes the same animal spirits are appearing, but how do you know which how do you know which is your animal spirit guide? Or are they all your animal spirit guides?
Well,
aren't there primary spirit guides versus secondary animal spirit guides?
They're in your vision. So it's like saying, I walk outside and I don't see one tree, I see all trees. So all trees in my vision, all cars in my vision, all people in my vision. I mean, if you're going to open up your third eye and go into the astral realm locating animal spirits, you're going to see an assortment.
You
see one.
But in your vision is different than actually having those spirit guides assigned to you on a life journey.
You have to remember that the animal spirits have different messages that they do. They can be a messenger guide, where an animal spirit may give you a message. And messages can be important. Animals can give us messages. They give us warnings, messages. They lead us somewhere, something like that. So
Right. You
can get a message from an animal spirit guide.
So there could be like
you can get a message from an animal in real life.
There can be like messenger guides versus guides that are with us for our whole journey on the planet.
Why do we have animals on the planet? The same question, why do we have animals in the spirit world? Don't ask me, but they're all in the spirit realm of creation, whether they're manifesting on the planet or not. But if you're manifesting in your third eye animal spirits, the message is received according to the opening up of your third eye or maybe the closing of your third eye where you can't get the message. And then all you do is see the animal spirit. But if you're receiving a message and your third eye is so-called open, then you're going to hear what that message may be, no matter what it is. Sometimes it's a small message. Sometimes it's something more powerful. Sometimes it's something like a whisper. Sometimes it's like a strong wind. It's like a strong element of energy. So sometimes they do give us messages. And that's a messenger guide spirit. There are other types of animal spirit guides that we can manifest. Another one would be a shadow animal guide.
A shadow animal guide. Can you explain that?
Well, the shadow animal guides basically deal with duality. They deal with the element of our courage and our fear. And if a spirit animal guide is to help you understand the unknown variables, the dark side, we can have shadow spirit guides. That's why tough guys will put panthers on their arms, tattoos. You have a guide spirit that helps you to conquer your fears and to rise to the occasion with courage. So that's what the shadow element spirit guide does. It can be something more sophisticated in terms of fear. It can be the fear of the self, the fear of having confidence. It's just not sometimes a physical fear. So an animal spirit guide will help us in terms of our fears, whether it's physical or mental or psychological. There are animal spirit guides that will help us do that. And it's just kind of natural.
Are there specific animals that act as the shadow guides? Are they the more fierce or daunting animals?
They say that one of the most, for its size, the most ferocious animal on the planet is, guess what?
The most ferocious
animal in relation
animal
to its size.
Its
the most,
size.
You look from elephants to fleas. What's the most ferocious
animal? We're talking
animal?
About, so now we're opening it up to the insect kingdom as well?
Anything. The most ferocious living animal.
I don't know,
planet.
Scorpion or no. Something along those lines. I don't know what.
Shrew. They determined, the scientists and whatnot.
The taming of the shrew. No wonder.
Yeah. But the shrew.
King Shakespeare came up with that
inch
title.
For inch, the shrew is the most powerful and courageous animal on the planet.
Interesting. I don't know much about the shrew at all, so I would never have, I would have never come up with that answer.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe it's, you can argue it, debate it, but many, many scientific texts will tell you that the shrew is the most ferocious animal, inch for inch. It's the most ferocious, meaning that they do not back down. They're fearless. So a shrew is somewhat fearless. Now, there are other animals that are fearless, too, of
course. Right, and I would never know if I saw a shrew if I was opening my third eye, because I don't really have a picture of what one looks like.
You got to look it up.
Yeah.
But the shrew is tenacious, and that if you have a shrew, you think a small animal, but sometimes the smallest things in life are the most powerful, and so a shrew is about courage, and also cunning. You know, if you get more into the boldness of an animal spirit, and you have something like a lion.
They're cute.
Yeah, they're cute, but they're tough.
I believe that.
And you'll read about that. They're
dichotomy.
Tough.
They're real cute.
And then they're tough. Yeah, they look a little cute little guys. Yeah, there he's sticking his tongue out.
Cute.
Now you have something more bold, like a elephant or an alligator or a lion. You know, they're in your face bold. I mean, it's just apparent that they're bold, and they're more of our main character spirit that we try to manifest in terms of energy. Now, an animal spirit, what we tend to neglect is an animal spirit can come into our energy field to scare us, meaning they really can't hurt us, but what they do is they encourage us to meet them on all levels. And so actually, you know, what we have a fear of, when you talk to most people, the animal that they most fear, you know what it is? Statistics?
Snake.
Spider.
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 I've
but the spider, now the
arachnid.
Spider, The spider is sort of a shadow animal guide because we fear spiders, but actually the spider is to do with the journey. The journey being that the spider goes deep into the psyche, into the consciousness, because it builds a web. And it builds a web and it waits. That's the brain. That's the inner life. That's the pineal gland. It sits in the hub of the web and it waits. And it has this intricate design, which is supposed to be a replica of the cosmos. So the spider, and there's a lot of spiders that don't weave webs, mind you, and they're hunting spiders, ground spiders and things like that, wolf spiders. A lot of them, they have threads and everything.
Less of that.
But they don't really build
intricate
a web.
Design that.
Yeah,
some of the
tarantulas,
spiders.
Things like that.
Great.
But our common thought about the spider is to deal in the deep psyche of the mind. And in the deep psyche of the mind, we have our most hidden fears, which is the fear of our own fear, whether it's of being mortal creatures or whether we have just inner demons and fears about who we are on a psychic level, on a psychological level. We don't have to have an obsessive fear about jumping off of cliffs into the ocean, but we can have a fear of just about life and how we wake up and face each day.
So you're saying go ahead.
The spider develops an intricate weave and a design through which it's always in the center and it's interconnected with every thread. So if it's something lands in its web, no matter where it is on that web, the spider goes right to it. So it's also about direction and focus. And the spider is actually here to teach us. Now, of course, spiders bite and whatnot, but we mistake the spider for our enemy when really the spider is our guide. And then we get into the other animal spirit guides, like the journey animal spirit guides, the life animal spirit guides. They all serve a different purpose. Are you going to ask something?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. No. Not yet.
Usually if we're at a fork in the road and we manifest a spirit, animal spirit guide, we'll get a journey animal spirit that will help us, that will lead us to our energy. Why is that? Well, you know, birds migrate. Animals seem to have a pattern. They know how to navigate through the natural world, not only through the air, but through the sea. So we've forgotten how to navigate, navigating by the stars, by the sun, by the moon, by the wind currents, by landmarks. We've forgotten that. You know, we use a map. The closest thing to a map that an animal the bee uses a map. They go back to the hive and they map out for the other bees where to find the honey. And they go through a journey, more or less, in terms of a visual dance, the honeybee dance. And that becomes a sort of visual map. But we use maps because we've designated streets and freeways and whatnot. So we have a map. But that's not really navigating. We're not really using our animal spirit guides when we locate something through a map.
So far, Neil, what we've got is messenger animal guides who are there to transmit a message to us. Shadow guides, do the shadow guides help us to conquer our own inner demons or our personal fears?
It's transformation.
So,
you transform your fear into something higher,
okay,
which is courage. And so shadow animal guides will actually transform one energy from another.
So it's about transforming energy. And then the journey animal guides help guide us on our path. So, you know, we've got some callers that we probably should get to, and we're going to get to further animal guides in our next show. But one thing that I wanted to say to you is that in my own, because, you know, I'm seeing animal spirits regularly, easily, but as far as hearing messages and being able to know why these animal guides are coming into my realm, that's been more challenging for me.
That's going to be the link between the third eye and the third ear, which is a whole different connection and training that, you know, I mean,
this is it's a process. I mean, obviously on a radio show, we're not going to be able to define you know, how people are going to be able to get these messages from their animal guides. But it's more than just seeing.
Yeah.
It's more than just seeing. And it's probably related to the dreams that we have about these animals as well. But we'll get to that on Wednesday's show, yeah. I think. Unless we have time today, of course. All right, let's take our first caller, 828, then 302, then we have a private caller. So that's the current lineup. And who is this, please?
Hi, my name is Vivian.
Hi, Vivian. Is that Vivian with an A or E-N-N-E?
An A.
An A. Okay. And where are you calling from, Vivian?
North Carolina.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show. I don't know that we've spoken. I don't think we've spoken with Vivian before. And Vivian, could you provide your birth date to us, please?
My birthday is June 6, 1975.
Okay.
22.
June 5. Yeah. June 6th or June
5th? June 6th.
Six.
Yes.
347. Okay. And you are 2 years. You're 41 years old?
That's right. Right. That's
okay.
Right.
What's your question?
Well, I want to thank you for taking my call, first of all. And my question is, well, we've moved to North Carolina in December. And we're living at a hotel.
Oh, no.
While we find a home. Yeah. Me, my partner, and our two boys. And, you know, we have not found a house yet. We have not found
okay.
a house yet. We also need more income coming in. Not in order to find a house, but that we need that as well. You know, we're a couple that are spiritual, we're connected, we follow guidance and only guidance. And so I'm just calling in for anything additional that you may pick up on the housing or anything that my soul wants me to know right now in order for me to take the next step. I'm open to anything.
Okay. Where did you move from?
South Florida.
South Florida. And you just decided to move because
we were guided to move to North Carolina. The energy is better here. You know, it's not as hot. There's seasons here, Florida. There's really pretty much summer and summer and less hot and
yeah.
more summer. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just healthier. We're nicer here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a spiritual community in North Carolina. I think it's more, there's like a, you know, New Age. Asheville is a big.
Yeah,
know.
Asheville. That's where we're at, Asheville.
That's where you're at. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Vivian, in your family or your partner family, did anyone ever work at all, anything related to the food industry or grocery store, any small part-time job, anything in that realm?
Well, my partner did, he's 63 now. He did work at a grocery store when he was a teenager.
Yeah, that's all I need to know for this reading. He worked in a grocery store because that's what I'm picking up on.
Do you have his birthday, Vivian? Sorry.
His birthday is November 5th, 1952.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
24/6.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I can tell you that just from the fact that he did work in a grocery store and I was picking up a grocery store in my vision, so that's a validation. I don't care if he did it as a teenager or younger. It doesn't matter. I picked it up. What that tells me is that you're probably, well, the rough draft answer is you're probably going to get work, be somewhere, the job situation closer to the mid-August, not too far from now. So mid-August. Did your partner go to school? Did he get a degree?
Yes.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm asking it, but I'm feeling it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Did he, what's in, what, who's who's the person that has a little bit of deftness in engineering or mechanics?
Well, he's really good at many different things, but right now he's been fixing his own car. He's been fixing it himself, learning how to do it on his own, learning himself, okay. and then doing it his car. He's also very good at renovating homes on his own, just by himself. He's done his own homes, a couple of them.
Well, here's my response to you. You're going to be probably getting, if you aren't working now or you're looking for more money, it's going to happen mid-August. The home situation, probably September.
September, what are they? So they're going to live in a motel?
It could be. The worst case scenario is one more month. But I don't know. It could be sooner than that. That's the worst case. I'll give you the worst case first.
Okay.
But maybe sooner. Have you ever worked in any kind of communication, answering phones or receptionist yourself ever in your life?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I think, Vivian. I mean, you know, continue to keep working. Is it you or your partner who has a little tiny tattoo on their body?
I have a tattoo on my body.
Yeah. Just me. I'm just hooking in to see what's going on.
Are they employed? I didn't.
Yeah.
Are you employed, Vivian?
Well,
No,
I'm a stay-at-home mom. I've been a stay-at-home mom for 8.5 years. I have a 2-year-old and an 8-year-old. And my partner, he's retired. But we do want more income, so either he's gonna get a part time or full time, or we might get lucky. Who knows? But we definitely need more income to come in.
Yeah. Well, part time or what kind of work would he get part time work in?
He's a healer. He enjoys healing. He's very good at it. He's also very creative, so he's open to doing carpenting, he wants to work with horses. He's open to different things. He prefers to do something that he can just do on his own that requires no boss.
Like self-employment.
Well, right now,
you
know, I admire the healing and all that, and the horses and healing people. That's great. That would be my first choice. But I think in terms of the quick cash soon, more of the handyman, more of the, he's got to get in there and get to know somebody, do an odd job, get a couple $100 and build on that. That doesn't mean that he can't do other things. I would encourage him to do so. Absolutely. But just for the fast cash, he's got to do a little bit of that handyman stuff and go to the senior centers or somewhere where they could use a handyman and someone doesn't mind doing the small jobs.
My question is whether it's the financial constraints that's preventing the home from being manifested, or is it just not finding a suitable house and you have the money? Vivian?
Yes. Okay. Whenever we locate a house or we get into going to sign a lease, then we receive guidance. Nope, this is not the house. All right, so then we move on to the next house. We look at houses. Nope, this is not the house. It's not the house. So mm-hmm. It's just the guidance has told us, nope, this is not it. This is not it. This is not it. So we haven't found the right house.
Are you qualifying for the houses you're applying for? Are you even getting to that point? Or is there a financial... I mean, do you have the money to rent a home and also to stay in a hotel for another month? I mean, that's expensive.
Well, right now we're just renting the hotel. If the person that's renting the house to us does not require a first deposit, then yes, we'll have the house. We have the money. But if they require a large deposit and first rent, then no.
Okay. Vivian, who's born in October in the family?
My 8-year-old son.
Okay, so energetically, your 8-year-old son holds the key psychically to you going forward, you and your partner. So there's something in the karmic element of your son that is holding the key to you guys moving forward. Does your son have any sort of emotional problem? Is he a smart kid, but also challenging child?
He's a smart kid. He's also challenging. He does have some what society calls ADHD and sensory and auditory processing disorder, and we're working on that. He also is being bombarded energetically by negative entities. So we're dealing with that as well.
I got it. I understand, Vivian. That child has to be cleared, because part of the block in your family unit is coming from that child's energy and psyche and karma. So there's got to be a clearing.
Yes, I was doing that.
Yeah, there's got to be a clearing on the boy. It's not serious, but it's you know.
Well, how would you recommend?
Do it.
Before we move on to the next caller, can you do anything on the air or?
No, I can't do anything on. I can't do anything on a radio show. And I don't even know if I could do anything in a private way. I don't know. I have no idea. The other option would be that you find somebody really good who knows how to clear children.
But that's tricky.
But it's tricky because he has all kinds of learning disabilities and challenges. And
there's a lot of people clearing energy that are not, you know, really clearing energy.
Nah,
so you don't want to spend money where you're wasting it, you know.
No. Well, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. I can't answer it on the radio, but we got the tag to the problem. So we know what the problem is. At least I feel I know what the problem is. And from there, the solution is a little bit more complicated than a radio conference.
Right. I was feeling that. And his biological father lives in South Florida, and my parents do too. And we're going to have him go visit for about a week or two in a week. And I'm hoping that energy is able to flow once he's over there and we're able to find our home.
Do you think, would that work?
Yeah. When is he going?
He's going on August 8th.
Yeah, that's what I said. So that might take advantage of that time to set some the stage before he returns.
Okay, Vivian. Well,
thank you.
Let us know. Let us know how things progress, and please do join us on Facebook and on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio. We'd love it if you did.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Anything you want to say before we move
no.
on? All right. 302, area code 302 is on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you? Who's this?
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi. Can we get your birthday?
And I June 24th, 1963.
6/24/63. And your location, please.
It's in Delaware.
Have we spoken with you before, Cindy? 6/7/8/4.
No, you haven't.
Weird, because we had someone from Delaware recently, and anyway. We don't get too many Delaware callers, and I couldn't remember if that person's name was Cindy. But anyway, you're from Delaware. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's your question today?
Just have a relationship question if you see anybody coming in for me.
Okay, 31-4, and you're not currently in a relationship?
No, I am not.
1994.
She is. Am I wrong?
53.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong here, but will you just say yes or no? Were you formerly married?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were. I mean, in relation to having relationships or being married, I thought you were married. Now, I'm getting something about 5 years. I don't know what that means yet. Did you split up 5 years ago? Was your marriage 5 years? Did you know him 5 years before you got married? Anything with a five in it?
No.
No.
He passed away 22 years ago.
He passed away 22 years ago. He passed away 22 uh-huh. years ago. Who's born? Anybody in the family born in May?
No.
Okay. I don't know where the five is. How old was he when he died?
29.
What's his birth date, actually? Maybe he's a five. 1965. Oh, no. Okay. That's where the five is coming from, in the year is 65, she said.
Well, yeah, but the fact that she made a mistake.
Yeah, I know.
Was not a, was you made a mistake, but you did that for a reason. And because the mistake you made made him at master number five.
39, 12, 3.
But there was a reason for that, because I think he's trying to come through.
But it is, you know, there's the year 65. Yeah, he's a 39.
Maybe because the man that I'm interested in, there's a man that I'm interested in who was born in 1967.
Oh, okay. Do you have his birthday by any chance? Getting all these birthdays from me, Cindy.
August 12th.
August 12th, 67?
Mm-hmm.
10, 11, 21. He's a 347.
Yeah.
47.
Well,
well, you know, they all become a 14-5 together.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think right now we have high hopes, high hopes. No, high hope. That's high hope. I was going to go
please.
High hopes. I thought we
it's a different, different melody. But
yeah.
Anyway.
I thought I could turn this into Snow White. Well, I think that, Cindy, I think this guy that you're interested in, right now it's a green light. Now, he has a problem. There's problems in the terms of the green light. He's got his own difficulties. Is he divorced, too?
Yes, he has been now for 5 years.
No. Yeah, I know it was going to come in somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, you see, he's going to, I think he's the guy for you, but the problems that he's working through get done in 2 years. So if you can hold on to this guy for 2 years, you don't have to, but if you love him and you want him and he's willing to, well, I don't know, maybe you
well,
don't
what,
want to.
Well, why doesn't Cindy enlighten us a little bit more about the relationship?
Okay.
He was a gentleman that I met probably about maybe 15 years ago. And at the time, of course, he was married. And then we, you know, we saw each other a couple more times. He just kind of caught my eye at the very beginning. And then about 3 to 3.5 years ago, we ran into each other again after all those years. And we just clicked. And I found out then that he was divorced. Well, he's kind of started pursuing me, but I was kind of standoffish. I just wanted to know what his intentions were. And he ended up moving on, I guess, and dating other women. But in the meantime, we've remained really, really good friends and just, you know, our relationship has blossomed and we've gotten closer and closer. Now, I have expressed to him how I felt, but, you know, that's where it ends.
Okay.
Well, what did he do when you expressed to him how you felt? What did he say?
It was through text messaging, so I don't really know what his reaction was. I just let him know, you know, that I was interested in him, basically, and he just said that he understood and that was it.
Yeah. See, I think the man's got a 2-year journey to go through left. He's 5 years, mm-hmm. 5 years. That's what I said. Five. So he's 5 years since divorce. His master number 7. He's got about 2 years left to go through the cycle, which means that he's hearing you, but he's probably thinking, I'm not ready for that intensity.
Right.
So he may not be ready, but, you know, think of what we got right so far here. Divorce, your divorce, he's divorced, the 5 years. Your husband's been
gone.
Well,
I'm not divorced. I'm widowed. I'm not divorced. I'm widowed.
Yeah, I know. What sometimes, especially on the radio, the divorce, the widow, the death comes in as divorce, meaning separation. Sometimes I don't always get it right on the head, you know, but uh-huh. I felt a separation. And I'm, you know, that's too bad. He died so young, 29,
10 years,
29. You have a sister?
I have 3 sisters.
Yeah. Well, I'm picking up sister energy around you. So at least you have 1, you have 3. So does one have three children?
No, I have three.
Oh, you have three. So I'm going back to you. I'm bouncing between you and your children. Okay. Well, here's what I think. You know, these are radio readings. They're not long readings. Here's what I think. I think that you have a good chance. Who's Robert?
I had an uncle named Robert, but he passed away many, many years ago.
Okay.
That's it.
These echoes come in. I don't have time to investigate everybody who's talking to me. But for some reason, Robert does wave a flag towards you. Was he in the military?
No.
Were you close to him?
I was very young. I was just a toddler, so I really...
I got it. Okay, you're a toddler. But who's in the military?
Well, the gentleman I'm interested in, he was in the military. His whole family was military.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know why your uncle came in. You know, you were a little kid when he died. Who knows why he's coming in for some reason. But who knows? But anyways, he popped in. Okay.
Popped in.
So the element that here is that this guy, he's on your map. In other words, you're supposed to meet. You're supposed to encounter him. You're supposed to go through this journey with him. If all hangs out right, in 2 years, you could even be engaged to this guy. We don't know yet. But we know one thing, that this journey is real. It's not an accident. And you saying, I'm falling for you, you know, that's real. You're not crazy. You are falling for him. And his connection to you does have a cosmic note to it. So there's a soul reunion going on too. Now, the universe is not responsible for making that happen. That might be between the two of you and both what you decide to do. But this is a real element. I'm not going to tell you how it's going to turn out. I don't know yet. But I can tell you that there's enough validation going on that I can give you what I've given you so far. And, you know, keep tuned to us. Follow us. Call us back. Do a reading. I don't care. Whatever you want to do. Or don't do anything. Go talk to somebody else. See what they have to say. But that's where I'm coming from, you know?
All right, Cindy.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, hopefully that's helpful to you, and definitely
yes,
do.
Yes, very.
Good.
I definitely
glad
will. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you for your call.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And I'm not able to unmute. Shoot. Okay, private caller, we're bringing you on right now.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This
sure.
Is
who's
Helen?
Hi, Helen.
My name's Helen. And my birthday is 9/9/60.
9/9/60. And today happens to be an 18/9 on the 7/29 is an 18/9, just like your month and day. So what city and state are you calling from? 828.
I'm calling from Reston, Virginia.
347. This is like our third 347 that's either been mentioned or has called Virginia. All right. And what brings you to the show today?
I'm wondering if you can give me a little insight around financial dispute.
Financial dispute. Okay.
Yeah. Well, insight. Well, you know, you're the element, you're a seven. And you have a 2/9 in your energy, 18/9. I mean, the 8 itself. It's family dispute. So you can have family problems. There might be. Do you guys have a lot of family dissension? Is there a lot of family problems internally?
There are some family issues, but this is not with a family member.
Right, but that's
okay.
That's, you know. It's about connecting to a vibration, not necessarily this is, you know, going to help get your answer, the path that Neil's on here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you see, the element you're having a problem with somebody else was a past life family.
Oh.
So I'm
okay.
Reaching back into a past life to explain to you that the person you're having a problem with was past life family, And I'm validating that with just the general area that in this lifetime you have some family structuring problems.
Okay.
They're not related. In your mind, they're not related. In my mind, they are. Because one is a past life. And did you ever share a building or a business with anyone?
No.
Who's someone sharing a business? Someone sharing a business or a building? Do you, are you currently married or in, with somebody?
No.
Who's got a, who's, okay, I got to figure this out. Ugh, get stuck in this thing. Was anybody in your family, your father, did he ever go to business with anyone, any partnerships?
No, my father was a government worker.
Government worker.
I don't know.
What about with this dispute? In this dispute,
well, tell me a little, what's the business dispute going on?
It's a building contractor dispute over overages.
Well, what's wrong with you? I just asked about building. Okay,
well,
so I said
you asked
building.
who sharing a building. So
nah.
I didn't make the
No. Wait. Okay, here's what
she's a literalist. Said. That's okay. I mean, it's sometimes. Listen, when I called, Neil and I met on the radio, and when I called, he asked me what happened at my karmic change, and I was like, blank. I mean, you know, so sometimes when you're on the radio, you don't totally tune in, so we get it.
Yeah, the word build, I heard the word building. I just didn't know where to put it, but I heard the word building. So, So let's back up. I say there, oh, any building, blah, blah, blah. And you go, well, the word building applies, Neil. Okay. Let's pretend like that really happened. And so it's a building thing. Okay. So, so in this building element now, I'm not going to talk about figures on the radio cause it's private, but I got figures going on in my brain about this. I think that, I see that this has to go to court. Have you taken it to court yet?
No, it's in the very early dispute.
Mm. The person's going to be very stubborn, and God forbid it would have to go to court. Did you think it might have to go there?
I don't think it will. I mean, there's some blatant cost overruns that he has to take accountability for. And there's a lot of the overages were not approved by me.
So can you give us more detail? Do you want more detail on exactly the nature of the dispute? We have a little bit of time. What exactly is the dispute, the details?
So we're disputing over what's in the contract versus what's extra.
Right, but what kind of contract was it? I mean, is it a home rental or a...
It's a new building. It's a construction contract versus what you bid versus now what you're asking for.
And what's your position in this contract?
So my position is when you did the job, there were certain elements that you went in there understanding would have to be taken care of, right? There's certain things.
Are you the building owner?
Yes.
You own a building. So and is this a commercial building?
No. It's a vacant lot at the moment.
Oh, it's a
so
vacant
it
lot.
Only has some.
Yeah, but you see, you're engaged in a building contract with somebody, so you are engaged. It is
so
esoterically a building
right.
relationship.
Are they building? Is this contractor supposed to be building on this vacant lot?
Yes.
And what are they building there?
They're building a multifamily home.
A home, okay.
Yeah, that there's two mints in one.
Right, so that's the
so
business element in terms
yeah.
of rentals that people are. It's a multifamily home. That means that more than one family, there are more than one unit for different.
Yeah, you
got to
be
right?
careful because maybe I'll be wrong. I hope I am wrong, but right now I see this guy being stubborn, and you having to engage an attorney.
Okay. But
I hope I'm wrong.
No, maybe. That's fine. I have an attorney, but I don't know that it can't be, you know, mediated.
And so are you someone who rents properties to people? Is that what your line of work is?
It's not my line of work. It's like a part-time job.
It's a part-time job. So this would be a building that would be rented or leased by various people, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So what I'm seeing, Helen, is that when I said there's a building thing going on, family, blah, 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 and you, this guy is past life family energy. So you come into this lifetime and he's now he's a building contractor. You have problems with some of the provisions in your contract with them. He's not being readily available to answer those things. And you're hoping to be able to manage a negotiation prior to any taking him to court. And I'm saying to you that right now his headset is that he's going to be stubborn. Now that may change with the energy of your attorney, but when I spoke to you initially today, I was on the right track, I think, in terms of
definitely
feeling what was going on here. You were taking things on a very literal stage and not allowing the framework here to be a little bit wider, because that's really what's happening. And
okay,
and so what you're really going through in my cosmic element of interpretation is that you're having, quote, a family problem with a contractor. You went into a contract. On a literal level, he's a contractor. On a cosmic level, you have a past life with him. And this contract has to do with that energy. So you have to examine the internal strife within your family and analyze the depth of what that internal strife is, the family divisions, whatnot, and then cautiously relocate that energy into what your certain situation is with this contractor.
It would be interesting to get his birth date, but you probably don't have his birth date, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Maybe another.
There's a way to work this out. You can do it through psychic analysis to see. Right now, in my rough draft area, I really believe that there's some problems you're going to encounter. Right now, I don't know if this means anything to you. It may not, but there's a $75,000 to $85,000 something going on. Does that have any placement in any area yet?
There's no number that, you know, so I'm going to be asking for the number of the work he's done versus what he's owed, that type of thing. So there isn't an actual number yet. So it's possible.
And the $85,000 could be your savings or your income. I mean, it could pertain to any area, not just the specific contract. Because remember, we're tuning into a vibration.
Does $75,000 to $85,000 apply anywhere in this situation, or could it?
It could. Yeah, it absolutely could. I don't know yet.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I think you have a problem. It's a problem that probably has some answer in how the cosmic code is supposed to work out through a past life energy you have with this person. And then the rest of the answer is going to be your active creative element and your strength and in terms of legally battling this through. Is there a prediction? Ultimately, you win. Will you go to court? It's possible. Maybe not. But
okay,
court is still an outstanding possibility, but I do see that you get what you're entitled to. He's wrong. He's wrong. You know, in my psychic interpretation, he's wrong. And he's doing something that's not kosher here.
Yes, that's what prompted this. I became aware of some things that were less than reputable.
Yeah. So he doesn't want, see, the problem is he doesn't want a big problem, and he doesn't want something to hurt his codes and his license, whatever, or lack thereof. So he'll push this as far as he can, but he doesn't want trouble from you. So he could take it legally but if he doesn't want to go that route and he wants to save his skin, you'll scare him enough to get him there.
All right, Helen, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, our last caller here.
I have one more.
We do. This is Sharon, I believe.
Hi.
Yes?
Hi. Yes, it is.
831 57. You're welcome.
Nice that you keep all your notes.
57. Yeah, we keep notes. We also memorize some of the birth dates. It just depends. 34/7 is your number. What's your question? What's going on today?
Finances and trying to get back what's mine and protect what's mine and not having a lot of luck. So I was hoping maybe you could give me some, what you see or any advice from heaven.
Advice from heaven. Pennies from heaven. She needs finances. You need pennies from heaven.
She's manna from heaven.
Manna?
Yes, I do.
So what is it she wants?
She's having some financial problems. And it sounds like you're having some difficulty protecting your assets.
Yeah.
You own a home, don't you? And
yes,
are you in danger of losing that home?
Yes. Fraudulent mortgage. I mean, it's not even a real debt. It's not a legal debt. It's not a, it's theft. It's what it is.
Okay.
Of everything,
and what do you
want
to What do you want to know? I mean, who's the culprit here?
What?
Who's the culprit? Is it the mortgage company? Like, when did you sign up for the mortgage?
I did not sign up for it. Someone put a fraudulent mortgage in my dad's name on my home and on his home, and his home was already taken without even notifying me. It should have gone to me because I was also on the deed, and he wasn't even on this deed when this mortgage was written. I've had people breaking in, stealing the deed, stealing my papers, my evidence. So it's the homeowners association along with the bank.
And you wanting to know what?
If it can be stopped or?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I know. What's 4 years ago? Where were you 4 years ago?
I was here.
My mother was alive. Yeah, you were good. How long have you lived there?
35 years.
35?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, you're going to have 1 year, when on your 36th year of being there, this is resolved. It's 36 years, that's by four, 9 times 4. So it's going to be a, whatever your anniversary is when you've been there 36 years, I think you're not going to be plagued with this anymore and things will settle down.
I need to do, something has to happen within the next month.
When did you move in? What month?
I don't know, October maybe.
Well, we're not that far away. You want something to happen within the next month. I hope it happens.
Right,
I don't know, Sharon. I mean, I hope so. Kristen
okay,
and I.
All right. Doing like numerology? Is that what you're doing? I guess I'm confused.
What's the confusion? What's the confusion?
Well, I thought you would be doing something psychically, that you.
Well, the numbers are a tool. The numbers are a tool, and there is, this is psychic numerology. There's a lot of different modalities that are used in the readings here on the air. So they're all being applied, when appropriate. And so,
the number, it's not numerology. It's cosmic codes. You're in a cosmic code, and so some of that is about what your karma is that's going on in this lifetime anyway, so you'd be plagued with all these problems.
I see.
It occurred even before you moved in. Your problems have worked through your lifetime, which you brought into this
world,
into this lifetime.
Before she came to the planet.
Your birth date code is just a tool. It's just something to work with. It's a chart. It's like a doctor reading a chart and telling you what your blood count is. So it's a chart and it's a way of reading. But the essence is not about numbers. It's not about a birthday. It's not about numerology. The essence is about energy, karma, listening to spirits, feeling that kind of thing, Sharon.
Right.
I mean, what I was about to say was when Kristen and I do these radio shows and we're working with people, and this is a service to the public, we take it upon ourselves to help people. That's what this is about.
Right.
So we will go into a conference, Kristen and I, and we will see if we can get this to come in sooner. That means that beyond the radio show, we will go into conference and talk to spirits and guides and see with more leisure time how we can manifest this for you, which is our pleasure. But that's something that we do beyond the radio show. What sometimes people do is they call us for private readings. That's above and beyond the radio show. But what in your case, I'm seeing that it may not be till October. You may not want to hear that, but that's what I'm getting. What Kristen and I are going to do is try to make your wish come true that it's resolved within a month. I don't know if it will. But that's dependent on the angels and guides. Do you have any problems in your legs right now?
Yes, my left leg.
What's wrong with it?
You know, honey, I don't know. And I've been to the doctor several times. The bills just keep mounting. They don't know. They don't want to do the test because I don't have the money. But it is swollen terribly. It is rigid. The muscles are rigid. I have open sores. I think it could be cancer. That's another thing. Not having, and I also have like a spine with holes in it. So it's difficult for me to do all the things that I need to do when my health is so bad as well.
Well, the leg, I mean, since we're talking about numbers and codes and cosmic codes, that leg, the hit Neil got on the leg was totally psychic. It had nothing to do with the code, right, Neil?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what does that, since you're tuning into that, what does that tell us that we're possibly in communication with angels and spirits to help move this along for her?
That tells me that she's dealing with some dark entities that are attacking her and manifesting in her body. I don't think it's cancer.
Right.
But that's giving me an indication as to what kind of karmic dark elements you're working against. So I validate that you're not crazy, that you're dealing with some real serious matters.
Yeah.
And
you know, right. And I wanted to tell you that besides the actual humans running around doing this stuff, I also am dealing with that because I've seen it just recently. So that's confirmed.
Like spirits and homes.
Yeah, I believe you, Sharon.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the world.
And they just keep coming in, you know. It's like I get the priest in here and...
That probably won't work, but...
No offense to priests. You're dealing with a psychic health. And you got a problem. You know? But remotely.
I'll tell you what. Okay. I just was going to say every time I talk to anybody that is going to help me, whether it's on any realm, it stops. I'm blocked.
Stop. So she feels that there's a block that's occurring when she's, like the spirits are so dark that they're blocking any positive energy from being effective.
Could be. It could be. I mean, I think that these energies are pretty nasty. And
they are.
Somewhere karmically, you brought them in. So I don't know yet how to extract them.
Well, I don't know that. I really don't know that I brought them in, but I do wonder if I know the people that keep breaking in my house are bringing them in, when they come in.
Well, but the people breaking into your home, that's karmic too, because they wouldn't break into your home unless you were carrying karma. So it's all stems back.
I don't know.
you may not think in this lifetime you're responsible, but I'm talking about in past life.
You know, I've wondered if it's generational. Do you guys?
It could be. It could be bloodline. Well. Anyways,
because we are out of time.
Yeah.
We're actually we've gone over for you, Sharon, because we're trying to help. But no. It's okay. You didn't know. But what we will do is, you know, continue to work on this for you, and you can check in with us and update us on your progress. You can call for a private reading. It's up to you.
Sure. Well, I appreciate
okay.
your time. It, you know, validates a couple things.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Uh-huh.
Let us know
okay.
how things progress. All right. So
okay.
we are back on the air at Wednesday, on Wednesday, not at Wednesday, on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we thank everybody for their participation today. Bye.